I'm excited. Like I said last week, that I'm excited that, you know, anybody that's been injured or anything like that, and they've been fighting and clawing so hard to get back, you know, it's exciting to get your teammates back. But at the end of the day, whoever the coaches put out there, I'll be excited to play with. I just want to go out there and try to get a win and try to show progress.
How has he looked these last, whatever, week and a half when he's been able to come out and throw with you?
He didn't really throw that much. I haven't seen much, so I haven't seen a lot. He hasn't practiced a lot.
Hey, we were talking to Al Saunders, and he mentioned that we were talking about you. He had great things to say about you. He said, though, that you have to learn, like, emotionally to not always have the ball in your hands as you did when you were a high school basketball player and a quarterback. And
yeah.
So talk about that adjustment.
Not having the ball in my hands?
Yeah.
Every play.
Every play.
Yeah.
I just feel like any great competitor, any great competitor, you know, and even go back in history and look at some of the great. I'm not saying that I'm great, but some of the great receivers back in the day, you know, and you know, guys that want the ball, that make plays and stuff like that. I think it's a human nature, you know, especially as a wideout. You know, you don't touch the ball a lot, no matter what, whether you play quarterback before or after, you know, or you're in my situation where, you know, I was playing quarterback, now I'm playing wideout. I just feel like guys that want to make plays and want to make big time plays want the ball, period. You know, so that's something I'll have to keep on building, working with, and talking to coach about, and I'll get through that thing. You know,
you've only played 12 games at wideout. What technical aspect of the position do you need to do better at to be
elite? I think to be elite, I got to keep on continuing to pick, you know, having better angles on blocks. You know, I missed a block or got, I can't remember if it was Duke or Crow got tackled in the backfield. It was totally my fault. Stuff like that, you know, angles like that. And I think a little bit more catching after the run. There's a couple times where I'm catching and I'm trying to make big plays rather than just take, you know, run up through between two guys and then, you know, you're going to get tackled possibly, but you get six or seven more rather than I try to get around the defense and try to make. I'm trying to think touchdown every play, you know.
That when you come back,
it's not a bad thing.
Scrimmage with the ball.
Yeah.
Trying to make a wide.
Yeah, I think it's a touchdown. I try to make touchdown. I try to go around, try to find people to block and stuff like that. So I got to get that wired out of my head. And I think to make myself even better, you know, that's something I got to do better. So I'll be working on that this week coming up, the next week, you know, after this week off, and hopefully I get some looks like that in the game, and then I can make progress on that.
I know you were taking the high road on this, but Janoris Jenkins came out again after the game and really called you out this time and had some nasty things to say. What's going on there, and what's your reaction to that?
You know, I don't really get into that stuff. You know, I just know God's good.
One player that did show you respect, though, was Odell. I think you guys exchanged jerseys after the game, if I saw that correctly. I mean,
yeah,
what's that mean to you, though, that regardless of his teammates talking trash about you, but he who is an elite player at that position, is showing you that kind of respect, wanting your jersey?
Iron sharpens iron at all costs, you know. So, he ran up to me and said, you know, he's been watching me. He's a big fan of me. And likewise, you know, it was the same with him. And he asked if I'd switch jerseys with him. So I said, absolutely. And, I told him I'd like to get together with him. I think he is some of the, probably the best feet in the NFL out of all positions. I mean, he's an awesome player. I mean, seeing him live, it was amazing. And how quick and fast his feet are, he's a player. And great player, so it's an honor to switch with him, and it's an honor.
You've had personal success, but how much does 0-12 hurt at this point?
I mean, I think they said that you guys asked about, you know, how I act on the sideline, you know, and sometimes I get a little competitive, you know, and that's the answer to it right there. You know, some people play the game for money, some people are fine after practice and stuff like that. They just come out and then, you know, as soon as it's done, don't even take a shower, just get in your car and go home. I'm not fine with that, you know. That's why I stay late hours. That's why I'm still here now. I could have easily just walked out of here and not talked to you guys either. but I still got some other stuff I want to do before I leave and take a couple of days off. So that's just it's different.
Does the team have enough of those kind of guys?
I don't know. That's not my job.
Is the bye week a good time for your guy to talk business, or is it not a good time?
I don't talk business. That's on Jason. So
no, I mean
Jason. Yeah, that's I don't know. That's all on them. Yeah, I don't. I hired those guys, and I fully, you know, Jason Rosenhaus, like one of my best friends. I talk to him 4 or 5 times a day, and whatever, I have full faith and I have full trust in him, and you know, he's gonna make the right decision for me. I don't know what I'm doing in terms of that.
Obviously you're here every day. I mean, you're here late every day too. Mm-hmm. It seems. Hasn't anyone in the organization, you know, pulled you aside and said, hey, you know, we love what you're doing and we see you as one of our cornerstones? Has anyone expressed that to you?
We've had talks, you know, a lot of people. I've had talks with a lot of people, but, you know, they all know I feel the same about this organization, you know, and we're trying, we want to take a turn, you know, but at the end of the day, it's up to, you know, my agents and them to talk about that stuff. You know, it's really not my place. I just try to go out there and try to make plays, really, to help the team this year. And hopefully that just keeps on leading to the years and years, you know. So, but I can't control that, you know. And it's not my place.
You put that photo of with Chauncey Phillips on Twitter. What was your big takeaway from
Chauncey? It was just awesome, you know, just how the only way I could really think of it as how it relates to us as a team is that, you know, no matter how many times he tried, you know, it's a lot of business got involved with him, but he also, there's a lot of stuff that happened, and he kept learning and kept evolving as a player. And then luckily, after a while, you know, he wasn't doing so well, but he's still doing decent, but eventually his career just took off. And I guess you just keep on, if you look at it from his standpoint and the way he was explaining it, I take it as, you know, if we just keep on working hard, good things are going to happen, you know. And it's all in the plan, and we just got to keep understanding the process and trusting the process. And then as a team, as a whole, eventually we'll take the stairs up, you know. So that's what I took from it. He was an awesome speaker, though. It was a great one to bring in. It was awesome.
Doesn't it bother you when you talk about, you know, guys who just get in a car and go home as quick as they? Doesn't that bother you then that some guys aren't or don't have that?
I wouldn't say that necessarily that my teammates are doing that. I wouldn't say if they are doing that or are, but you know, I'm just saying it as a general statement. You know, sometimes, you know, stuff gets caught. You know, some people are in it for different reasons. You know, what's your reason? So that's all I was saying.
What has it meant to you this season? Guys like,
okay. And don't get it wrong. There's plenty of teams. I've been on some of the best teams, you know, from being on Seattle. It's got the same thing, you know, but it's nothing different, you know. And I've been on 4 or 5 teams, and there's some of this stuff happens all the time. And it's not just here, you know. It happens everywhere. So, but I just think when you have a job like this and you get paid the way we do, I just think it should be more serious, you know. Like, it's like PJV can't just – he can't just take off and just say, I'm leaving, you know, after this, I'm good. You know, like, you got work to do, you know. And I don't think guys actually think of it like that. And until it's too late, you know. And then when your career is over and then you really have to do something, then you'll appreciate it. So why not appreciate it now? That's all.
What has it meant to you to have guys like Odell and Brandon Marshall, Darrell, and I'm sure many others, maybe you could even share a few other guys that have, you know, come up to you and talk to you about how great they think you're doing this year?
I mean, it's cool. It's awesome. But at the same time, like, I understand my process, you know, and I don't let any of that get to me, you know, because, you know, a lot of times, I mean, this whole process for me is a whirlwind in a way, you know, because, you know, there's a lot coming at me and stuff like that. But at the same time, like, I really keep strong from the Lord, and I really, you know, it's awesome that other players, you know, respect it, you know. And it was cool, you know, even playing the Giants, I can't remember who it was, but one of the D linemen came up to me. He's like, man, he was just joking with me. He said, you better not let me catch you. I'm going to get you. And then he's like, yeah, nah, but I appreciate, you know, what you're doing and what you did, you know, from switching over. He said that's great to hear that type of stuff, you know, because it's kind of, at the end of the day, you know, football is family, and you know, we're all working to do the best we can, and you know, whatever, make money and have a good time, you know. And I think you know, to hear that, and it's great. There's, I guess there's, you could say there's humanity in football and on the field, and it was great. It was awesome just to hear that, and it's part of the reasons, you know, why I keep doing it, just because of the love of this game, you know, for those little things like that, and this is awesome. It's cool.
The fact that you know, statistically the numbers are great. Your story is a great story to tell, in what you've been through and where you've come from. But are you as equally excited because you have talked about the plays that and the yards that you've left out on the field that you've not made, that you still want to make? The fact mm-hmm. that you could even be better than what you are now.
I could be so much better. It's not, it's fun. It's not even fun. It's just some plays that I missed or some plays that I could have made, you know, off of, you know, the inexperience, I would say. You know, my numbers, I may be over 1,000 already, way beyond, you know. And then there's, you know, and especially our quarterback stuff going on. You know, we have four, you know, we play with four or five quarterbacks, you know. So once you don't have that same, you know, relationship and understanding, communication, you know, it's tough, you know, no matter what. I don't care what anyone says. But, you know, it's definitely, it says a lot about our team that we just roll up, you know, our sleeves and go to work, you know, it's the next man up, and we just try to play to the best of our ability, you know, and that's all we can do. As a coaching staff, for those coaches, I know they don't like, you know, switching quarterbacks all the time like that, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we have to do what we have to do to try to win, you know. So I love the attitude of the team. I mean, it'd be nice to come back here and battle some guys and get a couple wins, you know, before the season, obviously competitively, and I think we can. It just depends on, you know, the mindset we come back with, you know, and if we have some good practices and you know, get some, I don't know, I guess some luck. Some football luck.
Has your rebirth as a wide receiver made it a little easier for you to deal with 0-12? Like, you're battling two things here, a team thing and your own career that you've revitalized. You've triumphed on one occasion.
Well, I mean, am I happy about a little success I'm having? Yeah. I mean, that's everybody. You'd be stupid for somebody to sit up here and say they don't care about their, you know, them being successful or doing something well. But I feel there's so much more that I could do well that I feel like I'm part of the reason we're 0-12, you know, and that's how I think of it, you know, and that's what pushes me every day to try to have a perfect game. And I know, you know, I haven't had a perfect game yet, you know, and that's what pushes me to keep on getting better. And I probably never may have a perfect game. I don't know if anyone can have a perfect game, but it's just a simple fact of chasing that and trying to do everything, every single play right, you know, that the coaches is like, you know, that was perfect, that's perfect. Every single time we watch the film, every play, all 60 plays, and until we get that, it's perfect, you know, that's what I'm chasing. You know, I want the coaches to say, man, that was great. Every single play, you didn't get a minus. And that's something I'm chasing. That's something that, you know, that's why it's competitive for me, and that's why it's exciting, you know, because you want to chase that and you want to try to get to that point, you know. So,
hey, Terrell, when you talk about opponents reaching out to you and be real nice,
yeah,
does that just make you go, what the heck, when a guy like Jenkins, seemingly for no reason, takes shots?
I don't know. I got love. Like I said, I think I said it to you guys Sunday after the game. I got love for everybody that plays this game because it's tough to stay in it, and it's tough to, you know, so much adversity going on, so many ups and downs. I got respect for everybody that plays this game, and I would never talk down on nobody. So I wish everybody well, and wish everybody, you know, gets the love from God and has success.
Any thoughts on Ohio State big win over Michigan on Saturday?
Yeah, it's awesome. We all we did was we just boosted Penn State into the thing, to the race. But I know one thing for sure is Rob has to wear a Buckeye tie, in a red shirt or scarlet. So you'll be seeing Rob next week or so. Look, he's walking over here, thinking everything's cool. But you guys will be seeing him wear a Buckeye tie here coming up soon.
Made him put the Brutus Buckeye thing on his head.
Yeah, that may you know, it could be a further down line bet, you know. So, but I appreciate you guys, and I'll let Joe come in, but you know, hopefully we come back and you guys can write a story about us, you know, kicking some butt next week and the following week and stuff. So we're anxious, and you guys have a good week.